Glenn Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Oh, it feels so good to talk about events that are actually happening in real life. I'm so excited to spend time today with Trina Mathers-Samard. How are you, Trina?
I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
Good. I know you have a very busy but exciting week ahead of you, of course, from the Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival. This is an exciting time, Trina.
It is. We are so excited to welcome everyone back live and to our new location at Madole Cay Farm.
And I was saying a little bit earlier when I was telling everyone you were going to be on that it's such a great location, right at Moody and the 416 there. It's beautiful. It's you know, you can obviously see it from Moody, but it's almost hidden. It's a little gem in our city.
It is. You know, the Lone Star operated here. We're on Hunt Club Road, 4420 West Hunt Club Road, and right connected to the 416. And it's a beautiful 164 acres, so we're able to, like, safely welcome everyone to the event and have lots going on and lots of room for people to spread out and enjoy all the activities.
Well, that's exciting. I understand you brought a friend by the name of Stephanie Sarazen. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi, and artistic director of the festival. How exciting is that?
Super exciting. It's about 17 years I've been with the company, and working as an ambassador and doing programming, it's super exciting to be able to bring our festival back live.
Well, I understand you're also a performer as well. You're a hoop, jingle, and fancy shawl dancer, having performed at the 150th Celebrations of Canada and the 2017 Juno Awards. You're busy. That was great.
Well, very, very busy, especially during National Indigenous History Month.
Absolutely. What can we expect this week, Stephanie?
So we're going to have a lot of Inuit performances, Inuit throat singing. We're going to have games. We're going to have storytelling. We have a comedian coming in. We're going to have powwow pitch going on. We're going to have the powwow going on. We're also going to have special guests, Rhonda Snow painting a live mural of the rare and endangered Ojibwe spirit horses. And we also have Darcy Whitecrow and Heather, who have created a beautiful book called Runs with the Stars about the horses. They will be also in town this weekend. We have lots of traditional arts and crafts going on. We'll have art and nature with Emily Brocape. We're going to have birch bark baskets. We're going to have quill work demonstrations, beading mini moccasins. The list goes on. We have lots happening all weekend long.
I can see you two aren't going to get any sleep, that's for sure. Trina, let me ask you this. When we were mentioning powwow pitch, what does that mean?
So powwow pitch is like a dragon's den kind of competition. It's got some cash prizes, and it's great because it really encourages the entrepreneurship in our community. People can come and they pitch either their business concept or a business they've just started, and they've got a great lineup of professional business judges that help mentor them and perfect their pitch, and then they select the winners for some cash prizes to put towards their business. So it's great to watch. It's super fun.
Oh, that's really exciting.
It's really great to see, like, our artists within our community getting this opportunity to showcase their business and to help grow it. We have a young 11-year-old who, won this a couple of years ago, and now our business is blooming.
Wow.
We had Maya Beaudry on the news just the other night.
That's amazing. I love hearing stories like that. And Stephanie, when you think about people visiting the farm, participating in the Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival, and I think for non-Indigenous people, it really is an opportunity to learn as well, right? And bring our families and have an opportunity to really connect with Indigenous people.
It is the best place to come and learn about the Indigenous nations, the various different nations, various activities, and the various different parts of many of our cultures that we don't actually get to share with the world, or that you wouldn't know existed if we didn't bring it forth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Trina, when I think about all the conversations you and I have had over the last number of years, and, you know, and how challenging it has been for Indigenous people, and we know that there's been some challenging conversations and discoveries, and, you know, there's just so much. And I think what I've always heard from you and so many other Indigenous people that have joined me here on City News is you welcome our questions, right? You want us to ask questions because that's how we learn. And I think many people are maybe, Trina, are a bit shy to ask.
We find that very often. I think, you know, people come here and, you know, they come in, I think, maybe a little afraid to ask. And I think they discover through the experience and through all the really welcoming artists and traditional knowledge keepers that we invite here, that that's why we're here. You know, I think that first step of reconciliation is really that opportunity to come together, you know, and share and understand, you know, our cultures a little more. And so that's what our events like Summer Solstice do. And so, you know, everyone's here. You know, we know that we have guests here that might not know the protocols for the powwow, for example. So our MCs are really great on, you know, sharing what's happening and, you know, what we anticipate from our guests and what protocol is. And so I think it's just a really good, safe space to come and learn and explore and really just, you know, meet our, you know, the Indigenous community that live alongside the rest of the Canadians here in our city.
Beautifully said, Trina. Thank you for that. And Stephanie, I have to ask about these beautiful Ojibwe horses, spirit horses. Tell us about them.
Oh, man, just being in their presence, you can feel their energy. They were down to four at one point in our Canadian history. And, you know, thanks to a team of young men, they gathered these horses and they were able to save the breed. We are now at over 175 registered rare and endangered Ojibwe spirit horses from a once existing four. We have various paintings that were done to share the stories that were collected by Rhonda Snow. And instead of putting them into like a novel or a movie, she's done beautiful paintings that she continues doing and painting today. So part of the programming that we offer here is how these horses have lived a very similar life to the Indigenous nations here in Canada.
Wow. I always learn something from you when you join, and I appreciate your time today, Trina and Stephanie. Have a great festival, and I'm sure we'll get caught up later the week and share more details of the event taking place this week. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Always a pleasure. Right. Trina Mathers-Samar joining us, Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival, and of course Stephanie Sarazen also joined us today, Artistic Director of the festival. Very exciting to be heading out there, and of course you and your family can head out there and learn so much from them. There's culinary activities, there's crafting activities. Once again, so much for everyone to do. We've certainly had lots of different topics on the